I started growing prairie plants several years ago and have tried several kinds of perennials with mostly positive results, though there have been some casualties scattered among the successes. Perhaps the most successful and popular blooms are what I call the Big Three, because they can be tough as nails, yet with wide varieties of bloom colors and textures. And for the most part, if given proper care early on, they've produced well in my garden. Penstemon, also called beard tongue, agastache, also called hyssop, and echinacea, also called coneflower, are probably the central core of my xeric gardening efforts. They're relatively easy to find during spring planting season. Their reliability has produced a popularity that has brought them from the specialty growers and nurseries to the seasonal big box garden shops. And they produce three very different looking plants and blossoms in myriads of colors for varieties of textures, shapes, and heights. Penstemon is native to the American West and produces tubular-shaped flowers on tall spikes. Echinacea is also tall, 2 to 3 feet, and blooms look like large daisies with raised centers. Most coneflower colors are in the white to pink to purple range, though a new orange one is now available. Agastache, a member of the mint family, comes in many forms and shades of color, lots being in the blue or lavender range. All of the big three prairie plants attract bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds, and all have been used in the past by Native American tribes of the Great Plains for a variety of medicinal uses. In talking with our two horticultural guides for this special xeric series, they had the following comments for area gardeners.
There's a lot of new varieties coming out right now that they have beautiful flowers and they look great. But to get that flower and that color, they've sacrificed a little bit of their native toughness. So they're just not quite as winter hardy here. They may not be as drought tolerant as the original plant. So when dealing with xeric perennials, you're really best to go back to a species form rather than one of the hybridized varieties.
Okay. And even with the species ones, you have to remember where they come from. They come from monsoonal regions. Monsoonal meaning the thunderstorms and the rain come in the summer. So go out there and keep them damp, not wet, but damp from about June through about 1st of August. Then that's when the monsoonal season starts to taper off, and then they want to harden off. So that's when their hardening off period is.
In other words, don't overwater in the fall as you give the plants a chance to slow down and get ready for a winter rest period. If you're looking to add some native plants to your landscaping, it's hard to go wrong with the big three. Join us next week when we wrap up our xeric series with a look at lawns.